Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Kenyans cast their ballots Tuesday for a new president, governors, and legislators, among other posts. VOA's Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
Kenyans stood in line for hours Tuesday to cast ballots in hotly contested nationwide polls, facing rain and both cold and hot weather conditions throughout the day. The presidential race pits the current president, Uhuru Kenyatta, against his longtime rival, opposition leader Raila Odinga. Both candidates expressed confidence Tuesday as they cast their ballots in Nairobi. Odinga told supporters gathered outside his polling station to continue mobilizing to come out and vote. This victory is ours. Kenyatta said the ruling Jubilee coalition had run a very positive campaign and that he believes Kenyans want us to continue moving forward. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
South African lawmakers have started debating a no-confidence motion that could drive long-serving President Jacob Zuma from office. Zuma has survived previous no-confidence votes since first taking office in 2009, despite constant allegations of corruption and criticism of his economic stewardship. The country is mired in deep recession and high unemployment, and its credit ratings have been downgraded since Zuma fired Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan in March. Tuesday's motion is the first to be held by secret ballot, giving hope to opposition lawmakers that enough members of the ruling African National Congress Party will provide the necessary votes to remove the president. The ANC holds 249 seats in the 400-seat parliament, meaning 50 ANC lawmakers will have to break ranks and vote with 151 opposition lawmakers. VOA News.